And Matt Greenwood back on Regional Radio Sports and MyMoInfo.com. Speaking to Kayla Vogelsong, freshman cross-country runner for the DeSoto Dragons, a Dream Team member, obviously, for her very first time, considering she is a freshman at DeSoto. And just to give you a quick little background before we dive into some questions, 8 races that we have officially for Kayla Vogelsong this year, and 2 of them she finished first place. 2 others she finished in third place. She also has a second place finish. So 2 first, 1 second, 2 third, and a 5th. And again, this all coming from a 15-year-old freshman. So, Kayla, before we dive into some more greater details about the season, can you kind of tell us what you were doing when you found out that you made Dream Team?
I was actually at my brother's Cub Scout meeting for Thanksgiving, and I was streaming the station off of my phone, and I was sitting with my mom listening to see if I made it.
And what was that moment like? What was going through your head when you found out that you made it?
I was really excited and happy, and I thought, like, well, I mean, I can't believe I made that as a freshman, because I heard Lily's name first, and I was like, are they going to say 2 set of girls? And they said my name, and it was really exciting.
Now, have you been familiar with Dream Team growing up, you know, through the first few years of your life?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so at what point were there conversations when Coach Young nominated you and several others? Is that sort of when he told you about it, and that was sort of the first time you found out?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it, but I didn't really, like, know anything else about it. Whenever he told us all about it, I was like, oh, okay, well, I need to be listening for that then.
Okay, gotcha. All right, very well. how much more special was it for you to find out that you weren't the only one, that your teammate Lily also made it?
It made it a lot more special because all season I've looked up to Lily, and I was really happy for her as well.
And I know that, you know, you guys are going to be outstanding, should be outstanding for the next few years, considering you, Lily Kempfe, Riley Petch, and Erica Meller. All of you guys are coming back to do something maybe even greater than what you guys did this year, which was taking 4th at state. Can you kind of jump right into that and kind of take us through the moment you crossed that finish line, what that was like for you?
Whenever I crossed the finish line, I was expecting Lily to be in front of me. And whenever I saw her behind me, as soon as I finished, I was like, she's right behind me, straight behind me. And it was kind of crazy. There's all those people there, and I was like, did I place? Did I make it? And once I found out I made it and I found Lily after the race, we were excited, and we were waiting for everyone else to cross the line to tell everyone the results and see how everyone did and felt. It was overwhelming and exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, and the thing is as we find out from these cross-country runners and any athlete, really, there's a grind every season, whether it's football or baseball or softball or basketball or definitely cross-country, because you guys just continue to run nonstop. And so you finished 16th at state and got a chance to be up on the podium representing DeSoto, getting 4th as a team for the first time in school history. But I want to take the folks back to your very first race as a freshman Dragon. You came in first place at the DeSoto kickoff, the 2-mile meet with North County and Windsor runners involved there. What did that do for you from a confidence standpoint moving forward in the season when you got that first place finish?
Since that race was only 2 miles, it made that I could definitely run 3 in other meets, and it also made me think, like, I can stay up with the older people, I can stay up with them, I can train with them, and I just need to, like, keep working harder to stay up in that position or to even get farther up in range and stuff like that.
Okay, very well. And, you know, obviously coming in as a freshman, you finish first place at a meet like that. And like I said, I imagine the confidence starts to build for you. But you got to stay, you know, you got to stay motivated to keep doing well. And I was sort of curious, what was a greater motivation for you? Was it Coach Young, or was it your teammates, or was it something else?
It was Coach Young and my teammates and my mom as well. They all motivated me. My teammates, they pushed me and like you need to do this, that, you know, keep up with us, like you can do this. And Coach Young was like, we can do this, you can do this. And so everyone kind of motivated me, that Coach Young and my teammates, and then.
And then your mom.
Yeah, and my mom, yeah.
And all right, very cool. And I know we kind of went through, you know, the feeling of being up there and winning a you know, winning a state champ, or being fourth at state and winning an all-state finish, going 16th on the individual side. But sometimes a moment doesn't sink in until there's another minor moment throughout the whole process. What was that moment that it really sunk in for you, that you had done what you had set out to do at the beginning of the year, when that medal got wrapped around your neck?
Oh man, it was crazy. Like, I knew we could do it, but then whenever we actually did, and I got my medal, Lily got a medal, then we got our trophy, it was like it all just like came reality from what we dreamed, and it was so exciting and crazy.
And now you get a chance, Kayla, to really do that again. And again, and again, you got three more stabs at it to get that first place finish as a team. And with these same girls, you have at least one more with Lily, and then two more with Erica, and at least three more with Riley. What do you feel like at this stage is the potential of this DeSoto cross-country team?
I know that if everyone works hard this off season and keeps working over the summer, and with incoming freshmen next year, I know that we'll be able to do just the same or even better as this year.
All right. Well, hey, Kayla, congratulations again on being a Dream Team member. It's pretty awesome that a freshman made Dream Team, and I hope that sinks in even further after this interview, and appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
All right, that's Kayla Vogelsong, Dream Team member of the DeSoto Cross Country Dragons.